favorite IT5. Thanks to our generous supporters on Maximum Fun, we are now releasing special monthly episodes in the off-season. And now, enjoy the Season 2 era live performance featuring returning guest Drew Johnston.
How's everybody doing tonight? Yeah! Oh my God! This is great. This is an awesome crowd. Thank you so much for coming out to Littlefield. I'd like to introduce our amazing cast. You want to meet them? Yeah, great. I'm Alden Ford, by the way. I play Plek Deck Setter. Please welcome out to the stage Jeremy Vett, C53. Dar, played by Ali Kokesh. Nermit Bundeloy. Seth Lind. The Ship of Stars, Dreamer of the Land, Margeria Jade, Mujan Zulfagari. Every other character in the galaxy, including Clint and Bino, Winston Knoll, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for our amazing sound designer, Shane O'Connell. Yeah. Yes, this is us. We have
NBCs.
NBCs, this is us. Wouldn't that be a weird cross promotion? Doesn't matter what the show is, just say this is us at the end of it. We've got a really great show. You guys ready to get started? Yeah! Okay, we're going to do a brand new Lost episode from Season 2. Please welcome to the stage our very special guest for this episode, Drew Johnston, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get started.
It is a period of civil war. The rebellion against the sinister and corrupt Federated Alliance grows stronger, and the fate of the galaxy hangs in the balance. Now, Rebel emissary Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission 2-6.
Hey, C53?
Yes?
I had a really weird dream last night.
Oh?
I had a dream that, like, we were all on the ship, and we were, like...
That's pretty normal so far.
Okay, well, it gets weirder.
Okay.
I'm trying to set the stage.
Oh?
We were standing around Bino.
Okay.
And we were all really sad. Anyway. That was the weird part. That was that we were sad and we were...
What? They don't love it when people explain their dreams. They don't love it.
I'm
they
sorry,
don't think
it's
Bino. So interesting. They don't love it.
Maybe it means something, you know?
Maybe, but probably not.
Bino, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Bino's got a line of interns for me to interview.
What?
I printed out my resume. I'm ready for...
Great. All right, let me read this over.
Wait,
Bargy, you're interviewing interns?
Yeah.
Bargy, hold on. What?
Gotta delegate.
What?
Gotta delegate.
Sorry, I just couldn't hear you, Bino.
Bino, no.
Bargy, what is it exactly that the intern will do?
I'm sorry, are you also interviewing for the role? Because
I work here already.
It's just that you're asking all the questions that I had prepared, and you're just, like, totally ruining...
It's cool,
you
it's fine.
You seem very stressed out.
Yeah, you know what?
I really need this internship.
C-53, let's go look at stuff in the cargo bay.
Oh, there's a couple interns in there, too.
Oh, no.
My greatest weakness is I'm too detail-focused.
Okay.
No, that's my greatest weakness. That's mine!
I've seen such small details.
My father works for the Rebellion, and he said I'm totally gonna get this job. Photoshopped a photo of me inside of another ship.
How'd the interview go, Bargy?
I'll give it to all of them. You can just be in that room, the smallest room.
No, actually, that's my room.
Yeah, I know. Just like, you can all just stay in there.
Okay.
There's a lot of copies of They Teen in here.
It's a subscription. I don't like to throw it away until I've read all the articles.
You know, you can cancel a subscription.
Yeah, I know. But I like it.
Emissary Deck Center, I have an incoming transmission from Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy.
Okay. Hey, Nermit.
Hey, guys. Oh, I just woke up.
And then you called us?
Yeah, well...
You're allowed to, like, get your day started before...
Really? I can pause?
Well, not now. You've called us.
I had the craziest dream. Yeah, it was so crazy.
What happened?
So, Plek was on the ship.
Crazy.
Then I woke up.
That was all that happened in the dream?
No, it was weird that so little happened. My dreams, like, have at least 3 events. This one, arguably not an event.
I guess it's a little
like
weird.
Like a guy in a place?
Yeah, well.
That's, I mean, that is 6 hours.
Oh.
Want a mission?
Yeah, sure. I'll take a mission.
Okay, so get this, guys. This is going to be pretty insane. Do you guys know General Almost?
General Almost?
Yes. Yeah, General Almost. One of the most powerful generals of one of the most militant societies, possibly.
Wait, sorry, Nermit. Should Dar be here for this mission briefing? Because I haven't actually seen her. Why are you looking like that?
So, Dar is writing a novel about us.
Ooh, is it called This Is Us?
Yes, it is.
Ooh,
that's the title of Dar.
We love This Is Us.
Yeah. It kind of spans time. I don't know. I think it's going to start strong.
Wow. All right.
Anyway, Dar's probably, you know, writing a novel is a really big deal, so Dar's probably in their room just scribbling.
Hey, Dar?
What? I'm working on my grief porn in here.
Oh. We're actually getting a mission if you want to come on out.
Okay. I'll let the muses leave me.
Those are the other interns.
I'm so sorry. Sorry.
So, yeah, Dar. Good luck on the novel. And General Almost. General of one of the most militant planets not associated with the Federate Alliance. Quite possibly recruitable by us to the rebellion. Boom, boom, boom. Coordinates.
I'm sorry, has General Almost gotten over the death of his perfect father?
I don't think that's...
I don't think anyone can get over the death of their perfect father.
At least not for 3 seasons.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. I have got it.
Bino, love This Is Us.
Oh, boy. Wow. It's a very regimented, clean... I guess I would have expected. This is a military planet.
I wasn't kidding about it being a military planet. Everyone's just marching everywhere.
Yeah.
I am not a droid. Would you like to see General Olmos? Follow me?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
I am not a droid. 100% authentic.
I can sort of see through her chest.
The weather today is 70 degrees Celsius.
I'm sorry. Celsius?
Wow.
Look, I'm not sure if you noticed, but this person is definitely a droid.
Yeah, no, I could tell. You know, eyes that light up.
Who is it? Who's outside my office?
Oh. Just peering through a little slat in the door.
Hi, hey.
I can see through the slat. Who are you?
Sorry, I'm Emissary Plek Dexeter. This is C-53 and Dar.
Hello.
We arranged a meeting through the Rebellion.
Of course.
Yeah, we were just trying to see if you'd perhaps be interested in joining the Rebellion, you know, to stand up against the Federated Alliance.
This might actually be easier if you just opened
the door.
Fine, come in. Come into my office.
Okay.
Wow, a lot of medals.
Yeah.
Thank you. My name is General Edward James Almost.
Wow.
Okay.
That's my name.
Yeah, no, we got it. I don't think anyone missed it.
No.
Okay.
Well, General Almost, thanks for taking this meeting.
Are you a robot?
Am I a robot?
What's your name?
Emissary Plek Dexeter.
Plek Dexeter?
Yeah, that's right.
I gotta tell you, you gotta watch out on this planet. We Tellurians, we created robots. They rebelled. They took over.
On this?
Some of them look like Tellurians.
Oh.
You can never tell who's a Tellurian and who's a robot.
You could usually
Yeah,
tell.
I feel like... I don't want to... Yes.
Plek?
Sorry.
Plek, yeah. Can I see you over here real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Well, he pulled Plek into an aside right away.
It just feels like that's kind of
that's
our
thing. That's usually
what
we do.
Plek.
Yes.
I'm very good at telling who's a robot and who's not. Your friend C-53 is a robot.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Yeah,
do you know how I can tell?
You know what gave it away?
C-53! Yo!
Very small
listen,
office.
C-53, I'm
sorry. I should,
give
I
us
should,
just
no,
a second.
Yeah.
C-53, are you a robot?
Yes, I'm a robot.
See, I can tell.
Very good.
I'm very good. That's why I'm a general. I'm so good at knowing who are robots and who are not, and who's coming to take over.
Hold on.
Anyone can be a robot.
Okay, all right.
General, I have brought you your coffee.
Thank you.
I have had coffee before. Oh, yum, yum. Goodbye.
See? You can tell that she's not a robot.
I don't
she's
know.
She's had coffee before, and coffee... Robots can't have coffee. Watch this, C-53. Hot coffee!
No!
Oh, no!
Why did you throw hot coffee at
him? Why did
you
do that?
If it was a Tellurian, it would have drank that hot coffee.
No!
How?
In midair, it would have drank hot coffee. Would have opened its mouth and caught the hot coffee.
Don't belittle me,
don't
robot.
Okay, all right, all right, all right. Hey. Oh, Snake.
I've got a gun.
No, General.
I've got a big gun, and
okay.
This gun
all
is
right.
Tellurian.
Okay, all right.
It shouldn't matter.
This gun is not a robot.
Okay, all right.
You should die, you dirty robot.
Okay, all right, listen. Listen,
what
General,
do you want?
General Almost, listen, we are not here to start any issues with you. We don't have any beef. We want to...
I got a little beef.
Okay, we sort of do now, but the...
You can't have beef. You're a robot. Watch this. Beef!
Stop. Where are you getting that?
Wow.
Where did you just pull a slab of beef from?
I have some sitting in my drawer in case a robot comes in.
I think before we ask you for help, General, we need to maybe offer to help you. What is happening on this planet, and is there anything we can do?
All right, I'll tell you. But that one needs to leave.
Listen, I'll leave. I'll step outside. But before I go, beef!
Oh, wow.
He was as good as his word. Okay, he ate it midair.
What do you think I do most of the time? I practice eating flying coffee and beef. Sometimes at the same time. And it doesn't affect me well because I'm a Tellurian and not a robot.
I was going to say, just coffee and raw beef? I don't think that's good for you.
You wouldn't know.
I can still know things, even if I'm not a... You know what? I'm just going to...
Thank you, C-53.
Let me just...
Wow.
I'm just trying to get around.
Okay, if you just go underneath...
Yeah, well, okay. And then
if you just shimmy... Ooh, okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Good job, guys.
All right.
Listen, General Almost, what happened to this planet? How did robots take over?
It was a terrible, terrible time. My perfect father.
Oh, oh
he
boy.
He created...
Oh, no.
I'm listening.
I have a perfect father. He died a while ago, three seasons ago.
Do you mind if I actually take notes while you share this personal backstory?
Absolutely. You can do it. You
can
do it.
I'm going to take out my typewriter and just don't mind me.
Okay. My perfect father made a new prototype of a robot. A super intelligent robot. It's called a Skylon. S-C-Y-L-O-N. That's what he called it.
That's fine, yeah.
He was perfect, so I had to spell it right.
He created you outside the office, and I think you
C-53.
I think you would just say Cylon, right?
No.
S-C-Y.
You need to calm down.
You're right. Sorry. I'm walking away.
Thank you. He created an ultra-sensitive, an ultra-insane robot that could mimic. Soon, they rebelled. They evolved. They have a plan to take over. They're going to kill every single Tellurian on this planet. Yeah. And they look like us sometimes.
Okay. But what happened to your dad?
Oh, what happened to my dad? Well, me and my two siblings, I think. One is a different race, I think.
Oh, no.
No,
oh,
I think this is what... We would always say, this is us. That's all we would say constantly.
Uh-huh. No, this is very good. This is working for me.
Okay, good, good.
My husband, I am checking to see what time you will come home tonight.
Oh, hello, honey.
Oh, no.
What? This is my wife.
Oh, no.
Please.
My darling husband.
How are you, Tellurian wife? This is my Tellurian wife. How are you, Tellurian wife?
I am doing... good.
Sounds like something's on her mind.
What's on your mind?
My darling husband, I need you to look over these papers.
Thank you.
I printed it out of my body like a Tellurian.
Thank you, Tellurian wife.
Oh, boy.
All right. I can look. Yes, I'll give you all the information. Okay, those coordinates that you asked for are 72...
Hold on.
What?
General Almost.
Your Tellurian wife just printed a fax out of her midsection.
Yeah.
Can I just ask, before you finish those coordinates, what are those for?
The coordinates are for a special reactor I found asking. That
Let me read those coordinates for you. Just in case.
Fine, if you're really a Tellurian, you read it.
Yep, okay. All right. 765-482-3x49-17°15.
Did you just want to prove you could read? Why did you do that?
I just giving you those coordinates to that special reactor. I'm sure that's where it is, because those are definitely the numbers written on this piece of paper.
Thank you. I will kiss you on the mouth like Tellurians do.
Same yum 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 yum. Yum 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 yum.
That's our first half. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Get a drink, we'll see you soon. Listen, General Almost, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but your wife is a robot.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Tellurian wife, step out in a second. I need to clear something up.
I'm sorry. You're just going to have to... You're going to have to crawl up my front and then over my head to get out.
I can jump over your head.
Oh, no. Wow.
She was a gymnast.
I don't think so. General Almost,
I
hate to...
How dare you? How dare you insinuate? I've got a gun.
Listen, shoot me if you must, but I know that the thing you
shoot
care about...
Shoot you if he must? This is not something...
You're probably right. I should have said that. Please don't shoot me. I'm trying to help you. Robots are trying to take over your planet, right? General Almost, I'm going to ask you a big favor, okay? Can you just trust me for a second?
Okay.
I'm going to bring C-53 back in here. He is a robot.
I know he's a robot.
But he's my friend. He knows better than any of us what robots are like.
So better than anybody?
Well, second to you, I guess.
Thank you. Okay. Bring him in.
All right. All right, C-53, come on in. Can you...
Yeah, I'm just...
Okay.
All right. It's just...
And?
Okay.
There we go.
General, I apologize for how I behaved before. It was a little brusque on my part, and for that, I am sorry.
Apology accepted.
Okay, well...
All right.
I feel like this is a positive step in Tellurian droid relations.
Now listen, if we can help you out, because I'm a Tellurian, so I get Tellurians.
And I'm a droid, so I get droids.
And Dar...
is writing a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're an author?
Yes.
Very cool.
That's why I'm doing it.
Very cool.
Thank you.
General Almost... I guess I'm a little surprised to find out you're a reader, like a big book
person. Of course I'm a reader.
Okay.
I love all the books.
All the books?
Name a book, and I'll tell you if I've read it and if I like it.
Sure. It's The Star's Fault, if you read that one.
I did, and I don't think it was the star's fault. I think it was the robot's fault.
Fair enough.
I disagreed with the premise immediately.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have you read The Elderly Gentleman and His Starship?
I did. It won the... Yeah, it won an award.
Yeah. It did.
Yeah, I like that one, okay.
Okay.
General, did you like Amos? It? Sorry, I just wanted to come in and give you your coffee.
Thank you. Wait.
Yes?
I've never seen you before.
Oh, I'm new here. I'm a new intern.
Are you a Tellurian or are you a robot?
I'm a Tellurian.
We're doing a robot test. I'm shooting you in the head.
What? Bang! No!
It's jammed. It's here we go, here we go, here we go.
No.
We really should have used that moment when it was jammed to take it out.
I should have.
That's on us. But
she was a Tellurian. You can see because of all the brains on the wall.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
General, almost. You can't
live like this. If it was a robot,
this.
That wouldn't be brains, and then we'd know it's a robot.
General.
Uh-oh.
The rest of your war cabinet is here.
Oh, the war cabinet.
Ready to plan the offensive against the other robots.
I'm sorry, right. You're all going to come into this office.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, yes. We're going to cram into this office.
Oh, no.
You can never be too careful. You can never be too careful. All right, we're going to do... All right. A lot of Tellurians and one robot. Let's do a roll call. Who's here? I'm here, General Edward James Almost. Let's go clockwise.
John Zero Winston.
Yep, that's a Tellurian.
Lieutenant Droid.
That's a Tellurian.
Robots being robots here.
That's a Tellurian, and that's a good point. Robots be robots.
That's true.
We all took showers before this, like Tellurians.
Oh, great. We all took showers, just like Tellurians would do.
I skipped therapy.
Oh, what a Tellurian thing. Yes. You would get it. You would get it. You're an author. You know psychology. Very cool.
And I think therapy is very important, so.
Therapy is a form of wall-mounted power.
Pretty close. Close enough for me.
We should say aloud the coordinates of the reactor.
That does seem like the first logical step of this meeting.
Oh, no.
Wait, Plek, where are the coordinates? The coordinates that my wife printed out of her stomach.
I don't have them anymore.
Don't wait a second, Plek. Plek, can I talk to you over here in the corner?
No, you can't.
No? Okay.
We can look at the corner while we talk.
Great, let's look at the corner while we talk.
All right.
I'm in between the both of you.
It's just, it is what it is,
okay.
C-53.
All right, I'll pretend.
C-53, I have to be honest with you. You're an okay robot.
Oh.
Well, thank you. I wish you weren't so prejudiced against all other droids, but...
They're trying to kill all of the Tellurians.
Yeah, what is the deal with the droids? I'm a droid. I've never killed a Tellurian, but I don't yearn to do it.
Yeah, it's not like his thing.
Yeah.
The Tellurians. Okay, the Skylons? Okay, I'll tell you it again.
Okay.
The Skylons.
Yeah.
They were invented by Tellurians. They evolved.
Your dad specifically.
What? Yes, my dad.
Your nearly
my perfect,
perfect father.
Dad. You got it, Arthur.
Right, yeah.
My nearly perfect father created the robots. They evolved. They rebelled.
Yeah, see, no, that's the part. I feel like there's got to be a lot more detail in there.
Yeah, evolved, rebelled.
I'm sorry, do you mind if I just set my typewriter on top of your flat chrome head?
Of course,
thank you. I'm going to continue to take notes.
That's good, but just beware. He's a little sensitive about being bald. You got to watch out for that. I
As
am too.
A Tellurian, it happened so early in my life. It was awkward, but now I'm old enough where it's normal.
I want a self-aware robot.
No, self-aware robot. This is a Tellurian.
I'm so sorry. Yes, that's what I meant.
Right.
Some say the robots decided to rebel because that nearly perfect father wasn't so perfect.
Ooh, could you say that again?
I can type for you at 160,000 words per minute.
Standard Tellurian stuff.
Yes.
Look, the entire planet is going to be taken over by the robots. And it's my duty to stay here and make sure that this is my home world.
And we'll be right beside you, helping you defeat the robot scourge.
That's right. I found all the obvious Tellurians. and we're gonna save this planet.
Who wants a cappuccino from my eye?
It comes out of your eye?
I would like one, thank you.
No! General Almost!
General Almost!
You are surrounded by robots!
What?
Robot B. Robot is a robot. Lieutenant Droid is a robot.
If Robot B. Robot is a robot, then would he survive this? There we go. I'm shooting him in the head.
Now it's just bouncing around the room.
Oh, God! Oh,
Robot B. Robot. Are all of you robots?
He's so strong.
So strong.
I'm shooting all of you in the head.
Oh, no.
Ah, it's a robot!
Ow.
Oh, my. I'm surrounded by robots. You three, we gotta run. We gotta run out of this tiny room.
You can never leave.
Oh, wow. Okay, all right.
Oh,
we have a gun.
Sounds like you have three guns.
Sounds like multiple guns.
Listen, surely there's a peaceful way out of this.
Look, Robot B. Robot. Me and you have been through a lot together. You cannot be a robot. Please come clean with me.
Your father enslaved the robots to do his bidding.
No.
To perform labor.
This is the detail I was talking about.
Right. His nearly perfect father created robots. Rabbits.
Rabbits or robots?
Yeah, both.
I mean, he got shot in the head a lot.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
They were made to do slave labor.
General Almost, you know, maybe you gotta realize that, you know, a perfect father is, I mean, sort of a fiction.
He was perfect to me.
No,
well,
I don't.
Well, no, he made robot slaves. That's not a perfect father.
Knock, knock. Knock, knock, my husband.
Oh, my beautiful Tellurian wife.
I have returned with our son.
Oh, yes.
Wait. What?
Yes, we had a son. This is our son.
This is a robot dog.
No.
Yes.
How dare you say that? You know what? I liked you for a while. I've got a gun. I liked you for a long time, C-53, but you're calling my son a robot dog?
General Almost, listen to your son.
What? I thought it was just because I threw hot coffee in his face.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't you see?
Is it not? Is that not
Listen
it?
To yourself, General. Oh, what have you become?
I've become something I don't want. Maybe I'm the robot. Am I a robot?
No.
I'm going to cut my finger off to see.
No.
What? Why did I cut my finger off?
I don't know.
But if I'm a robot, what if I... Maybe I'll do the ultimate test. Maybe I'm just low on battery. I'm going to plug myself in.
No, General. What?
Wait, no. Don't do it.
Everyone deserves therapy.
What?
This is my therapy.
Yes, it is.
No, someone stop him.
No,
forgive me, Wall, for I have sinned.
No, what?
Ow, I. This is us. What?
Not our best mission.
I don't know. My book is done, so...
Also, I don't know that we wanted this general on our side. Nermit.
Plexa the ship.
Narrating his own dream.
It's still on the ship.
Bino, have you just been watching him sleep?
Still on the ship.
All right, disconnect the call. No, disconnect. No. No.
Sorry, Nermit.
No, we're not going to just watch him sleep until he wakes up so we can tell we failed the mission.
Bino, were you watching him the whole time we were gone?
Why?
Bino watches all of you sleep.
Oh, boy. I guess that checks out.
And,
love that fact. But...
Well, you know, C-53, I gotta say, I learned something today.
What's that?
Glad for our friendship, you know, I guess it's not so easy.
Yeah, most of the time we're hanging out in a pretty enlightened part of space, but every once in a while, well, you just meet a real jerk who then electrocutes himself to death.
Yikes.
Because he's so stupid.
There was not a whole lot we could have done.
Hello?
No! Oh!
I am an intern. No. I am here to give you all coffee.
Bargy?
Yum, yum, coffee.
Bargy?
Dark roast.
Open the hatch.
Roast.
Open the hatch, Bargy!
Bargy.
Why? Oh, I don't even ask why. Okay. All right, well, I still got like 70 of those.
Oh, there were other interns in there?
Oh, yes, a bunch.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. That's our show.
Commencing outro protocol. Emissary Plex Tech Center was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Beck. Dar and the Terrified Intern were played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the Ship, the General's Wife, and several robots were played by Mujan Zulfagari. Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy and other robots were played by Seth Lynn. The interns and other robots were played by Winston Knoll. Our special guest was Drew Johnston! This episode was edited by Seth Lynn with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Recorded live at Littlefield in Brooklyn, New York. Music by the amazing Brendan Ryan!
Give it up for Brendan!
Narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goitz. Mission 6 is a proud member of the Maximum Fun Network. Help make our show possible by becoming a member at MaximumFun.org/donate. Thanks and good night.
Thanks so much for coming. Have a great night.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Courtney Enlow.
I'm Brent Black, and we're the hosts of Trends Like These.
Trends Like These is an internet news show where we take the stories trending on social media and go beyond the headlines.
We'll give you the actual facts of the story and not just the knee-jerk reactions.
Plus, we end every episode with a ray of hope that we call the Wi-Fi of the week.
So join us every Friday on Maximum Fun.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trends Like These, real-life friends talking internet trends.
If you're looking for a new comedy podcast, why not try the Beef and Dairy Network? It won Best Comedy at the British Podcast Awards in 2017 and 2018. Also, ILO.
There were no horses in this country until the mid to late 60s.
Specialist bovine arse vet.
Both of his eyes are squid's eyes.
Yogurt buffet.
She was married to a bacon farmer who saved her life.
Farm-raised snow leopard.
Download it today. That's the Beef and Dairy Network podcast from MaximumFun.org. Also, maybe start at episode 1 or, weirdly, episode 36, which for some reason requires no knowledge of the rest of the show.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.